Listening 68. Chief Cause.
What we have to establish in this meeting are the exact circumstances in which the takeover deal was made. I've been consulting all week with a combination of lawyers, police and council members, and I still can't understand why the chief executive officer made a contract with a Russian mafia boss.
The chief cause is a lack of professionalism, sir. The CEO wasn't dealing with the boss. He was dealing with his assistant, an American-born Harvard graduate who seemed respectable. This assistant gave the impression that the Russian company only dealt with industries related to the cotton industry and other fabrics.
Yes, but there's something called due diligence. What happened?
Well, it looks like the CEO and the assistant began to cooperate in more than just business matters. She soon began to influence him in all areas of his life and business. For example, she made sure he sacked anyone who asked difficult questions and encouraged him only to contract people she knew. He couldn't deal with her beauty and brains.
And why do you believe this?
There are a number of clues, sir. Emails, personal anecdote, and it's no coincidence that all these decisions began to be made after they initiated intimate relations.
So how did all this cause his suicide?
Well, if you look at my presentation, you'll see a number of causes listed by our investigators in column 3, as well as my comments. We believe that the chief cause was stress. The assistant was manipulative and cold. He also began to see clues that she was betraying him. The combination of a difficult relationship with a deteriorating business pushed him over the edge.